Well, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, it's pretty cold here today. 0 degrees. Oh, I know that doesn't seem cold to you. Didn't seem cold to me in Canada either, but it's pretty cold here, and the reason is because the air is full of water. It's the UK, and it's damp. Anyway, another day and more propaganda to promote Femons. Anyway, here's a Femon, and it's supposed to be a mugshot. Now, usually if you have a mugshot taken, you've done something wrong. But let's forget about that, because this is a Femon. This, apparently, is a glamorous Femon. And she tantalizes in this picture. Tantalizes? What do you mean? And this kind of story is all about the looks of this Femon. We're supposed to forget the reason why she was arrested in the first place, which was basically because she was drunk. She was driving on a footpath in Florida near the beach, and police believed she was intoxicated, but she refused to take a test for alcohol, so they arrested her. So basically, it's a DUI. Now, if this was a male, of course, we'd be talking about the DUI and shaming and how this man was so dangerous. But for Femons, we'll forget about that. Even if people are injured, it doesn't matter. Look at the looks of this Femon. Yeah, okay, let's do that. Let's start with the hair, okay? Now, to me, it doesn't look very natural. Well, I'm not saying it's a wig. I'm just saying she obviously does something to her hair, like, I mean, is that her natural colour? Well, let's move down to the next thing, which would be the eyebrows. And mostly all Femons have gone over the top on their eyebrows. It used to be years ago, Femons used to pluck their eyebrows, you know, to give them some shape. Now I think all they do is shave them off and put new ones in, usually not in the same place. But you see, that's the hive mind. Few Femons do it, they all do it. Not one of them has asked a man, what do you think of my eyebrows? And let's move down to the next thing, the eyes, of course. The window of the soul. Which is a bit of a lie, because most Femons don't have a soul, do they? Well, doesn't appear so. Now, she may have long eyelashes, but there's mascara on them. But I believe they're fake eyelashes. And then we've got a bit of a glow on the cheeks there. Maybe natural. Probably not. Then, of course, there's the lips. Well, of course, I could be wrong. I've been wrong many times. Well, not often. But the lips' colour is far too uniformed for them to be natural. So it looks like she was given the opportunity to have a touch-up before the mugshot. I'm not going to put a link to the news item because it's all gobbledygook. And I think what they're insinuating is that no matter what she's done, she's hot. And, of course, that's far more important than anything else. And another sort of news item that we can put in the category of Femons are good, men are bad. Femon teachers that sleep with their underage students are celebrities. Male teachers who sleep with their underage students go to jail. Oh, and by the way, this Femon is 35 years of age, apparently. Time is ticking. The wall gets them all. Take it easy, guys.